So I'm trying to get as much information from you while I have you on the phone.
Uh-huh. Sure. Okay, I will take note of that here, sir. Here's Paul for you.
Hi, Michael. My name is Paul. My job is to get you the details and the pricing with a discount applied here. Now, I know you're an established business. Did you have any questions for me? I mean, I know Mary does a pretty good job of outlining the basics of our service. Did you have any questions other than price?
Not really. I mean, I kind of get the gist of what you guys are doing.
Sure.
And,
sure. Yeah, I mean, price.
I like the service.
If price makes sense, we can go more into the details. Like I said, you're 7 years in as a company. You qualify for reduced pricing. Our established business rate with the reduction of almost 50% is going to save you $200 a month. It's going to bring your rate down to exactly $199. The $199 would be the exact amount it would bill monthly for that amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, you're not paying for leads. You'll get calls directly to you. There's no third party involved. And, of course, this does mean that you'll have all the content that Google and Bing index. Looks like you've got a couple of listings already, a Facebook page, a Yelp listing, etc. Google index is almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but they're all equally important to Google. And it looks like currently you've got about a 95% listings inaccuracy. Some are inaccurate addresses, but most of it is just missing content. We would be able to fix both what's not consistent or current about the business that's already online, and then, of course, create and continue to update and optimize all the additional missing content. Now, it is a month-to-month service. There's no long-term contract. You can certainly stop it anytime. You will, though, get a detailed reporting and tracking system, and that reduced pricing.
Yeah, so when somebody in, like, Cranberry, they mention roofers mm-hmm. near me.
Right.
That's what your service does, is help bring our name to the top of the list.
Correct, yeah. The businesses that pop up on the first page are simply there because they have more content relating to that search in that area than their competitors have. So we would certainly create that content, all of it talking about, you know, roofing services, repair, replace, whatever it is you want to be found for, talking about your service area. And even if it's on something like Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, directories that no one's ever heard about, that content gets indexed by Google, and it's equally as important as something more well-known like a Yelp or Facebook page. And with that content, you'll definitely be recognized by Google and Bing as someone who provides those services in the air. And, of course, Google wants to put accurate information online as much as possible. So that will have you popping up ahead of your competitors. And, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big or small, it's just going
to
be that flat rate.
Able to help with establishing an actual Google business page?
Yeah, no, of course. That would be one of the very first things that we would do, the Google business profile.
Hey,
and I'm being local, too.
To establish one of those for for 6 months.
Okay. Yeah.
When I go through the user-friendly system Google has,
right.
They want to confirm your address and send you a postcard.
Right.
Well, I've done that 7 times, and
wow. Not
received the postcard.
You've never once received the postcard. Well, a lot of times we can do what's called a video verification or even a phone verification, where we would just have a 3-way call, connect you with Google directly. If it's a video verification, you just kind of start your service vehicle or even just show them your business card, your business license, that type of thing. Now, I did see a couple of addresses online for you. One is, and it looks like it's not accurate here, it's on Monmouth Drive, 449 Monmouth Drive, but then there's also a...
I'm not sure. That was my home address. They keep pulling my home address somehow.
Okay.
And
then there's also an address in Seven Fields, which doesn't look accurate at all. Have they tried sending it to a more current address, I mean, other than that home address, or where are you trying to get that PIN card sent?
Yeah, I've been trying to get to send it to our actual office.
Oh, okay. Do you
typically
see customers there? I mean, I know it's an outside office, but do customers come to you?
We have customers in the office all the time.
You do? Okay. What is your office address?
So it is, I got to pull it up to make sure I know what it is. It's the long one. We have customers in the office to maybe show them a mock trial of what siding
right.
or what roof
yeah,
what
sure.
roof looks like that.
Yeah, of course.
Our address here is 20411 U.S. 19 South, Unit 14. That's Cranberry Township, Pennsylvania, 16066.
Right. And you have never received the PIN card?
Never.
And you said that the unit number again?
Unit 14.
Unit 14, okay. So in all the time that you've tried to have that PIN card sent, you have not ever had them actually send a PIN card, or you never received it.
I've actually tried to look up like customer care numbers and everything, and
right.
I just could never get an answer.
It's so challenging to try to actually call into Google if you're just a business owner or you know, the public. But like I said, we are a Google Premier partner, and we were one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with when they were hoping to provide professional management of these types of services for small and medium-sized businesses. So, you know, we do have a very close working relationship. We get all of our updates, you know, whether it's additional directories they want to index or older directories they no longer want us to create. And like I said, we can do a lot of things that, you know, is not capable of being accomplished anywhere else or by anyone other than a Google Premier partner. There's only 8 of us in the country and just 41 worldwide. But what we would probably try to do, well, of course, we would try to get another PIN card sent out, but we would also request a video conference for you. So that's a great way for you to get PIN verified. But then even so, you know, PIN verification is just a step in the process. You know, it would have you being an active, recognized business in the local area, but it wouldn't necessarily be enough content to have you pop up when people were not looking for your business specifically. So it is one of the first steps in the process, one of the things that we do simultaneously with creating the content to have you pop up on that first page.
Yep, got it.
So being that it's a month-to-month service, you're looking at the exact amount of $199, no taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees. Again, the calls come to you. Is that something that you would want on a month-to-month basis for your business?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know you're trying, you've been trying for a long time to get recognized by Google as an active business, and for good reason. I mean, Google it. It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where people go when we don't know who to call. That's the real power and benefit of this particular listing. Most of the time, most of us don't know who to call for a lot of the services that we need, and you know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. We all just Google it. We jump on our smartphone or hop on a computer. We type in a couple of keywords. 9 times out of 10, we're going to call someone that's on that first page. So you certainly would do well with that first page placement, of course, with the experience that you've already got. And the website. I mean, you've got a detailed website. I look at websites all day. Yours has a lot of content. At least people can learn about your company and the services you provide. And they can call you directly. And, you know, it's not just roofing. Looks like you do siding, painting, even deck building, things like that. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. You do interior work, too. So painting, drywall, electrical, plumbing even. So when someone sees your website, they'll know that you do what they're looking for. They'll know that you're in the area. They will have been able to learn a little bit about your company. And, you know, of course, the people that call you after seeing your website are calling you for a good reason. They like what they saw. They're hoping that you're available to do the job. And, of course, thinking if your price is fair and you're available, they would want to hire you. Now, of course, Michael, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know, you know, which clients are trying to find you from the local map itself or from individual directories and things like that. Now, I did see it on the website. It's Homegistics, but I saw the directory. Oh, the Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile that Mary attached has it as an LLC. So, of course, it is probably an LLC, or maybe it's not. Home Advisor's got misinformation all the time. But the question for you is, it is okay. Did you want it branded that way or just as Homegistics? Because it is a personal preference. Consistency is important, but your choice as to how you want to brand it with the LLC or not. I noticed the logo doesn't have it. Just some logistics, yeah. I noticed the logo does not have it, but then in the content it does list it as an LLC. But we can brand it as just Home Logistics without the LLC. And then it looks like the phone number that we are speaking on is a good number for us to reach you regarding your account. And it is also the number on the website as well. So that would be the number to promote for your business?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, perfect, perfect. There is a P.O. box on the address, P.O. box 1865 in Cranberry.
We don't really use it anymore.
Got it, yeah. You might want to update that to the U.S. 19 address. And, of course, as you may have found out, Google will not, they'll not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone out of town, and of course they want to make sure that businesses in that local PAC or local map section are indeed local businesses. But like I said, we'll try to do a video verification instead. And then, Michael, what is your last name, sir?
Bonner, B-O-N-N-E-R.
Okay. And then, when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you. Of course, for longer pieces of information and something you would want, we would want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. Did you have a preference, though? A lot of the times we can just give you a quick phone call or a text. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Company line here, so you can't text on it, so it'd be
okay,
phone only.
Phone, I'll put phone preferred. Okay. And then, what is, though, I was looking on the website, maybe I can find it. I did see that you've got the contact form on the website, but there's not a physical email address. Is there an email that we can use just, you know, for stuff we want you to have for your records? Could be a business or personal email.
Just use admin@homegistics.com.
Okay, admin@homegistics.com. All right, perfect. And then, obviously, you don't, we would be able to pin verify that US 19, and you do see customers coming to you. I've got the homegistics.com as the website to promote. And if you don't have any other questions for me, it is the exact amount of the $199. There's no setup fee or anything like that. And if it's something that you wanted to do, I would do a couple of things. First, I would take a look at our client interview calendar to schedule a follow-up call. Our technician will want to kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, verify information that we have off of your website and information that I have here on your account. But we'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for. It looks like you do 24-hour emergency service. You know, things like the forms of payment you accept, mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. You know, what's unique about the business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll cover all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. And then, Mr. Bonner, what I would do now to secure the listing for your business, and it's actually required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. It's a fixed flat rate. There's no setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. And if everything makes sense after that, we can move forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. All right. Let me just get that set up real quick here. Okay. Mr. Bonner, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Michael, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you would want that to appear online?
Homegistics.
And that's exactly how I have that, without the LLC for branding. Homegistics. And then, Mr. Bonner, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Michael Bonner, business owner.
Okay. And just to clarify and verify, do you spell your name M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
Okay. perfect. Sometimes I see the A and the E flip-flop there, but I'll make sure that we've got that as Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. And then, Mr. Bonner, as the owner of Homegistics, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Correct.
Of course, of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Michael, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Bonner, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are calling and reaching out to you, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right? Okay. And then it does say in hiring local splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Anything new, anything that doesn't come up in the initial NAPW audit, we'll do what is called that NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. We will do that in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if there's anything new that comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know. Of course, we are not saying that you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you let us know so we can make sure that everything, addresses and phone numbers, remains consistent online. Mr. Bonner, that's fair enough, right? Okay. I can just barely hear you. I don't know if you've got me on speakerphone or not. And with all of the reductions in the, oh, you did. That's much better, by the way. With all of the reductions in costs, with the setup fee actually waived, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive for you, will be charged today, the 11th of April, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. That is, of course, a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, and not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees, as potential customers will call you directly. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 11th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $199, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is at will, which means if after the second payment you find that you've got more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, or even if you want to, you can pause the service seasonally as well. You can pause it at any time for any reason or even discontinue the service. No questions asked, no fees involved. All that we request to prevent charges to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Michael, is simply because we are closed on the weekend. Mr. Bonner, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Michael, that first payment, that $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
A Visa.
And Michael, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? It is your name, Michael Bonner. Is there a middle initial as well?
No.
No, not on that card. And then you did say that that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4034.
Okay.
8600.
Yes, sir.
6667.
Okay.
4036.
And then the expiration month and year?
3 of 24.
03 of 2024. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
452.
Okay, so we've got 452 on the back, 452, and then March or 03 of 2024, the expiration date. And then, Michael, was the card itself 40-34-86-00-66-67-40-36?
Yes.
Okay. And does that bill at the business address, the 2041 16066?
That actually, that card is linked to the P.O. Box, 1865.
Oh, to the P.O. Box. Okay, so the P.O. Box, 1865. Pull that up. I was looking at it before. Is the zip code still the same?
Yes.
Okay, that was on the contact page. All right, so it's P.O. Box 1865. Everything else still the same. Okay. Now, in about a minute or so, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number on there and the hours of operation. If you've got a pen handy, though, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
Yeah, that'd be great. Give me one second.
Yeah, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
When do you guys actually go to work for me? When does this start?
Well, it's going to start officially really right now with my notes, but then also with the follow-up call with our client interview, which hopefully we can schedule in just a second here. But that's where we kind of dot the I's, cross the T's. We've already got a website that we can work off of, but we do want to make sure that we've got all the information, and a lot of it is just to make sure that everything's Google compliant. So we'll start creating that content right away. I'm actually going to request that an additional PIN card be sent just to follow up, but also that we do the video verification. I'll put that in the works as well.
Okay, I'm ready for you when you are. I got pen and paper.
All right. The toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply extension 1 or option 1 for client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. And then you will receive all that information by way of email in the next minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then, Michael, there is on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You will also receive that link, well, I guess not by text message since you said this is a landline. Is there another number that we might be able to use, maybe a cell phone, just to send you text messages or just as a backup in case we can't reach you on this business number?
A cell phone number is 412-926-8291.
Just to verify that, I've got 412-926-8291.
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So let me know then when you receive the email through our automated system, and there's a link on it. Of course, the invoice is listed below it, and then there's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And that's going to take you to where the text message would have taken you automatically, which is the local splash terms of experience. Let me know if you're able to pull that up. And then I'll take a look here at our client interview calendar.
Oh, okay. Click here for subscription. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, and then, of course, Google Business Profile Optimization will mirror the content on Bing Local as well. Your placement on Bing will very closely match on Google. They basically index directly off of Google. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories. We will not necessarily, unless you want us to, do a landing page because you already have a website for us. I don't want to walk you through everything. Just wanted to walk you through a couple of things here. At the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Below it, it says signature. Above it, it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. You already did that? Do you see the next page that says username and password?
Yep.
Okay, so you're a bit ahead of me there. First of all, don't worry about that. I'll give you the username, but there's no password generated yet. The reason that it's asking you to, it's basically asking you to log in, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking and your reporting. The automated system just thinks you're trying to log in and access that. I think if you were able to put in a password, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't been created yet. Your username, though, is the phone number that we're speaking on, the 5588 number. The area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number is 724 553-5588. In the support@localsplash.com email, please reference either your phone number or your username, basically the same thing. And that way they can forward it out to the right departments. When they do the client interview, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email. You can email us directly there as well. But you are all set and squared away. Again, like I said, don't worry about trying to log in or put in a username or password at this point. We'll officially email out to you the username again with the password in the next day or two when the client dashboard is fully fleshed out. But the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. It looks like we're a little short-staffed this week. We are booked out for the rest of the day and then for the early part of tomorrow. It does look like the first available would be tomorrow at 1. But other than the 3 o'clock, there's a 1, 2, and then again a 4, 5, and 6 o'clock tomorrow. The call would get to you just a few minutes after the start of the hour and take about a half an hour after that. Did you want something as early as 1?
Can we book something for Wednesday by chance?
Yeah, Wednesday's even more wide open, starting at 10 and then running up to 6 o'clock.
All right, give me 1 second here. What's the earliest appointment tomorrow, you said? 1 o'clock.
The earliest for tomorrow is 1, but we could do as early as 10 on Wednesday.
Okay.
So tomorrow, if you're looking at tomorrow at all, there's 1, 2, and then 4, 5, and 6. 10 on Wednesday? Okay, so it'll be scheduled from 10 until 11. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. The call will get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. At 9 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that the call itself will be scheduled for the following hour. And I'm sending you right now a calendar invite to the email. It's really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. But it does have your, it's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, which just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it's going to have your username, your name, and then your phone number. And I'm sending that out to you right now. Other than that, like I said, you're all set and squared away on our end. It will be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call right out or shortly after 10 o'clock on Wednesday. But other than that, I'm going to notate everything, request that the video verification get set up, and of course we'll also send an additional new PIN card that you hopefully might be able to receive if it's coming straight from us and straight from Google. But other than that, that phone call will be on Wednesday. Real pleasure speaking with you, Michael. I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, man. I appreciate all the feedback and the help.
Sure, no problem.
You guys called it a good time. I was just getting ready to circle back on this stuff and, figure out what the heck.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. Perfect timing. Seems like it was meant to be. Well, been a pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir.
Take care now.
Thank you. Thank you too, Michael. Take care. Bye-bye.